ओल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 2. I will read the summarize. The title is The Dynasties of the Sons of Manu. This second chapter describes the dynasties of the sons of Manu, headed by Karusha. After Sudyumna accepted the order of Vanaprastha and departed for the forest, Vaivaswata Manu, being the series of sons, worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead and consequently begot 10 sons like Maharaj Ishvaku, all of whom were like their father. One of these sons, Prishadra, was engaged in the duty of protecting cows at night with a sword in his hand. Following the order of his spiritual master, he will stand in this way for the entire night. Once in the darkness of night, a tiger seized a cow from the cowshed, and when Prishadra came to know this, he took a sword in his hand and followed the tiger. Unfortunately, when he finally approached the tiger, he could not distinguish between the cow and the tiger in the dark, and thus he killed the cow. Because of this, his spiritual master cursed him to take birth in a Sudra family. But Prishadra practiced mystic yoga, and in bhakti yoga, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he voluntarily entered a blazing forest fire, thus relinquishing his material body and going back home, back to Godhead. Kavi, the youngest son of Manu, was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From his very childhood, from Manu's son known as Karusha, a sect of Kshatriyas known as Karushas was generated. Manu also had a son known as Drista, from whom another sect of Kshatriyas was generated. But although they were born of one who had the qualities of a Kshatriya, they became Brahmanas. From Nriga, another son of Manu, came the sons and grandsons known as Sumati, Bhutayoti, and Vasu. From Vasu, in succession, came Pratika, and from him came Ogavam, descending in order from the seminal dynasty of Narishyanta. Another son of Manu were Chitrasena, Riksha, Midvam, Purna, Indrasena, Vitihotra, Chatyasrava, Urusrava, Devadatta, and Agnivesya. From the Kshatriya known as Agnivesya came the celebrated Brahmana dynasty known as Agnivesyayana. From the seminal dynasty of Dishta, another son of Manu came Nabaga. And from him in succession came Balamdana, Vatsapriti, Pranshu, Prama, Pramati, Kanitra, Shakshusha, Vivinsati, Ramba, Kaninetra, Karandhama, Abhikshit, Maruta, Dhamma, Rayabhardana, Sudriti, Nara, Kevala, Dundumam, Begabam, Buddha, and Trinabindu. In this way, many sons and grandsons were born in this dynasty. From Trinabindu came a daughter named Ilabila, from whom Kubera took birth. Trinabindu also had three sons named Vishala, Shunyabandhu, and Dumraketu. The son of Vishala was Hemachandra. His son was Dumraksa, and his son was Samyama. The sons of Samyama were Devaya and Krishaswa. Krishaswa's son Somadatta performed an Asamedha sacrifice, and by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, he achieved the supreme perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. Jai. Okay. I'm going to read text 1-2 by myself, and we're going to read together text number 3. Text 1. Sri Sukha Uvacha Evam Gate Ta Sudhyamne Manur Bai Ba Swata Sute Putras Kamas Tapas Tepe Yamunayam Satam Sama. Sukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, when his son Sudyumna had thus gone to the forest to accept the order of Vanaprastha, Vaibhashvata Manu, Sradadev, being desirous of getting more sons, performed severe austerities on the bank of the Yamuna for 100 years. Text 2. Tato yayam manur devam apatyartam harim prabhum ishvaku purvayam putram leve swa sadrisham dasha. Then, because of this desire for sons, the Manu known as Sradadev worshipped the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the demigods. Thus, he got 10 sons exactly like himself. Among them all, Ishvaku was the eldest. We'll read together text number 3. Prisadrastu manoputro. Prisadrastu manoputro. Gopalo gurunakrita. Gopalo gurunakrita. Palayam asagayato. Palayam asagayato. Ratriyam virasana. Ratriyam virasana vrata. Ratriyam virasana vrata. Please repeat. No kurunabhitaha. Matajis. Prisadras tu mano putro. Gopalo gurunakritaha. Palayam asagayato. Prisadratu. Amon den. Prisadra. Prisadra mano, Of Manu. Putraha. De San. Gopala. Herding cows. Kuruna. By the order of his spiritual master. Kritaha, having been engaged, palayam, asha, he protected, gaha, cows, yataha, so engaged, ratriyam, at night, virasana brata, taking the bout of Virasana, standing with a sword. Among these sons, Prisadra, following the order of his spiritual master, was engaged as a protector of cows. He would stand all night with a sword to give the cows protection. Purpose. One who becomes Virasana takes the vow to stand all night with a sword to give protection to the cows. Because Prisadra was engaged in this way, it is to be understood that he had no dynasty. We can further understand from this vow accepted by Prisadra how essential it is to protect the cows. Some sons of the Kshatriya will take this vow to protect the cows from ferocious animals, even at night. What then is to be said of sending cows to slaughterhouses? This is the most sinful activity in human society. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Tadamahyam Tadati Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Svitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Prishabano Sutta Devi Prama Mami Hari Priye Tambancha Kalpata Rubya Cha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Padma Swami Miti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Miti Namine. Hare Krishna. We'll see through the Vedic literatures how beautiful the Vedic culture is. Such an amazing culture in which everything that we do, it has a very, very profound meaning. The way how we eat, the way how we sleep, the way how we talk, the way how we respect each other, how we interact with each other. And definitely the cows, they play a very important role in this society. And this is Krishna's culture, Vedic culture. And definitely the cows, since Krishna born, the cows were present. Krishna grew up, the cows were all the time accompanying the Lord. So there is many wonderful pastimes in which Krishna himself, he becomes the protector of the cows. See, he's Gopal, he's Govinda. His friends, his cowherd friends, they always calling Krishna for help. Krishna, Krishna, Mahaviram, Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogim, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. See? Krishna, Krishna, Mahaviram is the most powerful one. Sometimes with the cows get lost, and you know, nobody has sight of the cows. Krishna sometimes goes on top of the hill, and he takes his pitambar. So big flu. He has different kinds of flu. He takes his pitambar and start waving his pitambar on the air, waving, worried, and calling the cows, playing his sound, the flu, calling for the cows. So the cows are very dear to the Lord. Another wonderful pastime in which Krishna's character is mentioned, or is described, is the amazing pastime of Govardhan. How, just let's go a little bit to the beginning, how Krishna finished his pastime of the Brahmanas performing the sacrifice. You know, we know Krishna's friends were hungry, and Krishna sent his friends to the Brahmanas to get some food, and the Brahmanas neglected them. So, and then Krishna told them, go to see the wife of these Brahmanas. They will give you, because as soon they will hear my name and Balaram's name, immediately they will give us food. So they went to see the wives of these Brahmanas, and they say, oh, Krishna can send us because we are hungry. Krishna is hungry. Immediately, not only they give everything to Krishna, they themselves went to where Krishna was, and they give everything to Krishna. After this pastime, I didn't want to get into this pastime, the Govardhan pastime came. So when Krishna came out of the forest with his friends, and he saw Nanda Maharaj making arrangements for this Indra Yagya to please Indra, Krishna thought in his mind, you know, this is the right time to give Indra a lesson. And by having good arguments, which is in the Bhagavatam, those arguments the acharyas describe are called karma mimamsa. Krishna, using the philosophy of karma mimamsa, explained Nanda Maharaj how there is no need of performing sacrifices to please the demigods, because everything comes according to our karma. We'll get happiness and distress because of our karma. So we don't need to please the demigods. Anyway, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherds of Braj, they were convinced by Krishna's very clever arguments. And Krishna said, okay, instead of worshipping Indra, we should worship the cows. We should worship Govardhan, and we should worship the Brahmanas. So they were worship. Nanda Maharaj arranged this very wonderful worship of Govardhan. And Indra became so upset, so mad, that he offended Krishna. He said, who is this little boy? This is nonsense. This little child. Everybody is listening to this boy. You know, how is possible that this yagya can be stopped? He got so upset that, as all of you know, he sent heavy, heavy rain towards Vrindavan. It was so heavy that the inhabitants of Vrindavan were suffering. And they said, Krishna, Krishna Mahabhaga, Tvam Natam Gokulam Prabhu, Tratum Arhasi Devam Na Kupita Bhakta Bhakshala. Krishna, Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us. And what Krishna did? He says that Krishna, before he lifted Govardhan Hill, he says something very, very profound and very, very deep that shows Krishna's integrity and character. Tas mat mag charanam gostam, mat natam mam parigraham, gopaye swatma yogenam. This last line is very amazing. So yang me brata ahita. So yang me brata ahita. We know the meaning of this word brata. Oh, say, I must, therefore, protect the Kahwar community. By my transcendental potency, for I am their shelter. I am their master. And indeed, said Krishna, they are my own family. After all, I have taken a vow to protect my devotees. So yam me brata ahita. Me brata ahita. I have taken a vow to protect my people. What Krishna did, he lifted Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan Hill was, according to the commentators, was only 3 miles long. But because he wanted to get all the people of Braj under Govardhan, Govardhan expanded and became 32 miles long. And everybody came under. And everybody was looking at Krishna. The next wonderful part of this pastime, in connection with the protection of the cows and the relationship with the cows, is that, as we know, after 7 days, Krishna, Indra, he understood that this little boy actually was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was very, very ashamed, because he did recognize that he committed aparad, an offense. So he went to see Lord Brahma to ask for advice what to do. And Lord Brahma told Indra, you should go down, ask forgiveness, but you should take along with you the Surabhi cow. He said, this Surabhi cow. Because Krishna loves the cows. Go with the Surabhi cow. So East Indra came down, and Krishna, after lifting Govardhan Hill, he went alone by himself to a solitary place on the banks of Govardhan, and he lay down. And then Indra came down, and he was in a very close distance with the Surabhi cow. And Krishna knew Indra was close to him. So Indra, he was hiding himself behind the Surabhi cow. You know, he was pushing the Surabhi cow and he was hiding himself. And then Indra started glorifying Krishna with wonderful prayers, glorifying his exalted position. And then Krishna said another thing very amazing. Actually, in this verse, Krishna explains to Indra the reason why he lifted Govardhan Hill. He said, Mayate kari magavam, makavango nuhinata, mad anus mrita yenityam, mata sindriya sriyabrisam. My dear Indra, Krishna speaking, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. You were greatly intoxicated by your opulence as King of Heaven, and I wanted you to always remember me. I wanted you to always remember me. So in other words, out of Krishna's mercy. Even that, Indra was very, very ashamed, and he allowed the Surabhi cow to start praising the Lord. So the Surabhi cow started praising Krishna with wonderful prayers. And the Surabhi cow said this: Indra, in the heavenly planets, you are our protector. You are Indra. Indra means protector, means the king. But out of your anger, you became so mad, so crazy. You wanted to kill us. You wanted to kill us. You are not our Indra anymore. So you are not our Indra. And then the Surabhi cow looked at Krishna and he said, you are our Indra. You are our Govinda. And in that chapter, in the 27th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually Sukadeva Goswami explains how in that particular pastime, the Surabhi cow, along with Indra, officially gave the name Govinda to Krishna. Say, you are our Govinda. The real protector of the cows. So that is Krishna. In this pastime, Krishna actually reveals many things. Reveals his inner self nature, which is his compassion to all living entities. The demigods are his devotees too. So he wanted to show, he wanted to give a lesson to Indra. And he wanted to show how dear the cows are to him. Very, very dear, the cows. The same Krishna, that the same Krishna Govinda, comes 500 years ago. These cowherd boys, they're always chanting Krishna, Krishna, Mahabiram, Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogim. And this incarnation of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is also chanting Krishna's name. He says how Srimati Radharani, when Durvasa Muni came to visit Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Srimati Radharani was serving this sage very nicely. As you all you know, she got the blessings of any preparation she will cook. It will be very tasteful. The person that will eat that preparation, they will never get disease and they will never be in danger. So Yasoda Mata heard that and then he said, wow, she is the right person to cook for my son, to cook for Krishna. And then by the order of, or the petition of Yasoda Mata, as you all know, Radharani every day was cooking for Krishna. Every day. And then when the age of getting engaged came, you know, Radharani grew up and Krishna grew up, Yasoda was thinking, wow, this is the right girl to marry my son, Krishna. He will never get sick. He will never be in danger. And then Radharani used to come every day to Krishna's house to cook for Krishna. And then one day Yasoda revealed this to Radharani and said, Radha, I thought for a long time, now that you are in the ripe age, I thought that you should marry my son. Radharani said, Mata, I never thought about it. And Yasoda, yeah, that would be the most wonderful arrangement. There is no anyone suitable to my son in Braj. There is no anyone who can match my son in Braj in beauty, in qualities and everything. You are the right person. And then Yasoda Mata took what is called turmeric and then threw it in Radharani's hands. Radharani's hands became yellow. And Radha said, Mata, what is this? And Radharani, Yasoda Mata, that means in our language, in our tradition, that means that now officially you are engaged to my son. Say, what? Yes, officially you are engaged to my son. Please go to see your parents, go to see your father. Let it know what has happened and let me know what they think. And Radharani was completely bewildered and she went back to her home, and in the way back she met Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra. And Vishakha said, Radha, why your hands are yellow? I said, oh, and she tells them everything. And then Lalita said, no. We don't want you to marry this rascal Krishna. We don't want you. So we want to do something. So they took Radharani to one lake, which was very close to him. I said, Radha, you should wash your hands here. Wash it. You know, take it off. So Radha went, washed his hands in that lake, removed all the yellow, and then they left. And it happened that right after, Krishna was passing by. Was, you know, herding his cows. And then, when Krishna saw that lake was yellow, he said, wow, that lake is yellow, and I have natural inclination to go in. Is something attracting me to go in? And then Krishna went, and he touched it, the waters of that lake, and he felt ecstasy, and he said, what is this? I never felt that ecstasy before. And then he started going more deeply, deeply, deeply. His knees, his waist, his, what's it called, his neck. And then he went deep. All his body went into the lake. And then when he came out, he was also calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Who he was now? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came with the innermost feelings of Srimati Radharani. So became Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was calling for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So that is our Siddhanta, actually. Our Siddhanta is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching means Aradyo Bhagavan Brayesa Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kashit Upasana Braya Badu Bayu Bargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Prema Pun Artomaham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matanidam Tatra Dharana Paraha. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that it's not enough to say Gaura, Gaura and yours. Gaura, Gaura and yours. He explains that the real meaning of Gaura or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I'm yours, means that we should live the life of Gaura Mahaprabhu. That means that we should have the same Sambandha, Avidej, and Prayoyan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. And in this sloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually revealed what is our Sambandha, Avidej, and Prayoyan. Aradyo Bhagavan Brayesha Tanayas. That is our Sambandha. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should, and then Ramya, that we should follow in the footsteps of the great devotees, the gopis. For us, means to follow in footsteps of the great acharyas. And then, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanam Amalam, prema pungartomaham. That is our prayoyana. So that is our philosophy. Our philosophy is to understand Krishna's teaching through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that teaching comes down through the six Goswamis. And from the six Goswamis to our Guru Parampara, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and our Srila Prabhupada. Our obstacles that don't allow us to understand and to go very deeply into the understanding of these teachings is just our crookedness of the heart. Because, at least myself, I'm crooked. He says in the scriptures that if a crooked trying to be honest, he will find 100 obstacles, impediments for not being honest. Oh no, I want to bat this. For a crooked person to do austerities, he will find 1,000 times excuses. Oh, I cannot fast in Ekadasi. Oh, I cannot do this. I cannot chant 16 rounds. I cannot do this. It's too much. And if a crooked person wants to love Krishna, he will find 10,000 excuses why not to love God. So we should go very deeply into our hearts and to really, really see how crooked we are, how deceivious. You know. So in this wonderful pastime, the protection of the cows are described. The cow plays a very important role in the Vedic society. Very, very important role. Just Prabhupada, in the last class that he gave last Sunday, he was mentioned he was emphasizing how important the cows are. So we give protection so many, many things. You know, Prabhupada very clearly say, we protect the pigs, the dogs, we protect many things, but we don't protect the cows. Jai, thank you very much. Any question or comments? Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.